2, Scene 2, Brutus's House.
Later that same foreboding night, in the pitch black air of the early morning, the several conspirators will visit the house of noble Brutus, one of the most trusted men in all of Rome, whom we met earlier. If they can enlist him and the plot is successfully executed, Julius Caesar will be deceased within the next handful of hours.
Lucius!
Called you, my lord.
Get me a taper in my study, Lucius. When it is lighted, come and call me here.
I will, my lord.
It must be by his death, and for my part, I know no personal cause to spurn at him. But for the general, he would be crowned. Crown him? How that might change his nature, there's the question. It is the bright day that brings forth the adder that craves the wary walking, and therefore thinks Caesar has a serpent's egg and kill him in the shell.
The taper burneth in your study, sir. Searching the window for a flint, I found this paper, thus healed up, and I am sure I did not lie there when I went to bed.
Lucius gives Brutus the sealed-up letter.
Brutus reads.
Brutus, thou sleepest. Awake and see thyself. For Rome, speak, strike, redress. Brutus, thou sleepest. Awake. Speak, strike, redress. Am I entreated to speak and strike? O Rome, I make thee promise. If the redress will follow, thou receivest thy full petition at the hand of Brutus. Lucius, is not today, boy, the Ides of March?
Sir, March is indeed wasted 15 days.
'Tis good. Go to the gate. Somebody knocks. Since Cassius first did wet me against Caesar, I have not slept. Between the acting of a dreadful thing and the first motion, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream.
Sir, 'tis your brother Cassius at the door, who doth desire to see you.
Is he alone?
No, sir, there are more with him.
Do you know them?
No, sir, their hats are plucked about their ears, and half their faces are buried in their cloaks. That by no means may I discover them.
Let them enter. They are the faction. Oh, conspiracy! Shamest thou to show thy dangerous brow by night, when evils are most free. Oh, then by day, where wilt thou find a dark cavern enough to mask thy monstrous visage? Seek none, conspiracy.
Enter the conspirators, Cassius, Casca, Decius, Cinna, Metellus, Cimber, and Trebonius, all hooded. As they gather around Brutus, they remove their hoods.
I think we are too bold upon your rest. Good morrow, Brutus. Do we trouble you?
Cassius, I have been up this hour, awake all night. Know I these men that come along with you?
Yes, every man of them. And no man here but honors you. And everyone doeth wish you had the opinion of yourself, which every noble Roman bears of you. This is Trebonus.
He is welcome hither.
This Decius, Brutus.
He is welcome too.
This Casca. This Cinna, and this Metellus Cimber.
They are all welcome, Cassius. Give me your hands all over, one by one.
He shakes each of their hands.
And let us swear our resolution.
No, not an oath, Cassius. Swear priests and cowards and men deceitful.
Shall no man else be touched but only Caesar?
Decius, well urged. I think it not meet, Mark Antony, so well beloved of Caesar, should outlive Caesar. We shall find him a shrewd contriver, which to prevent. Let Antony and Caesar fall together.
Our course will seem too bloody, Caius Cassius, to cut the head off and then hack the limbs, like wrath in death and envy afterwards. For Antony is but a limb of Caesar. Let us be sacrificers. But not butchers, Caius.
Let us carve him as a dish fit for the gods, not hew him as a carcass fit for hounds, Brutus.
Which, so appearing to the common eyes, we shall be called perjurers, not murderers. And for Mark Antony, think not of him, for he can do no more than Caesar's arm when Caesar's head is off.
Yet I fear him, for in the engrafted love he bears to Caesar.
Alas! Good Cassius, do not think of him.
There is no fear in him. Let him not die, for he will live and laugh at this hereafter.
Peace! Count the clock.
The clock hath stricken three.
'Tis time to part.
But it is doubtful yet whether Caesar will come forth today or no. For he is superstitious grown of late. The unaccustomed terror of this night may hold him from the capital today.
Never fear that. If he be so resolved, I can oversway him. Let me work, for I can give his humor the true bent, and I will bring him to the capital.
Nay, we will all of us be there to fetch him.
By the eighth hour, is that the uttermost?
Be that the uttermost, and fail not then.
This morning comes upon's, we'll leave you, Brutus, and friends. Disperse yourselves, but all remember what you have said, and show yourselves true Romans.
Good gentlemen, look fresh and merrily. Let not our looks put on our purposes, but bear it as our Roman actors do, with untired spirits and formal constancy. And so, good morrow to you, everyone.
Exit all but Brutus. He kneels, begins to pray, falling to the floor, deeply conflicted.
Enter Portia, Brutus' wife.
Brutus, my lord.
Portia, what mean you? Wherefore rise you now? It is not for your health thus to commit your weak condition to the raw, cold morning.
Nor for yours neither. You've ungently, Brutus, stole from bed, and yesternight at supper, you suddenly arose and walked about. And when I asked you what the matter was, you started upon me with ungentle looks. Yet I insisted, yet you answered not, but with an angry wafture of your hand, gave sign for me to leave you. So I did. It will not let you eat, nor talk, nor sleep. Brutus, dear my lord, make me acquainted with your cause of grief.
I am not well in health, and that is all.
Brutus is wise, and were he not in health, he would embrace the means to come by it.
He kisses her.
Why, so I do. Good Portia, go to bed.
No, my Brutus, you have some sick offense within your mind, which by the night and virtue of my place, I ought to know of. I charm you by all your vows of love, and that great vow which did incorporate and make us one. That you unfold to me, yourself, your half. Why, you're heavy.
Gentle Portia.
Think you I am no stronger than my sex? Tell me your counsels. I will not disclose them. I have made strong proof of my constancy, giving myself a voluntary wound here in the thigh. Can I bear that with patience and not with my husband's secrets?
Oh, ye gods, render me worthy of this noble wife.
He embraces her.
Follow me, then. All my engagements I will construe to thee, all the charactery of my sad brows.
Act 2, Scene 2. Caesar's house. Enter Julius Caesar in his night clothes.
Nor heaven nor earth have been at peace tonight. Thrice hath Calpurnia in her sleep cried out, "Help! Help! They murder Caesar!"
Enter Calpurnia.
What mean you, Caesar? Think you to walk forth? You shall not stir out of your house today.
Caesar shall forth. The things that threatened me ne'er looked but on my back. When they shall see the face of Caesar, they are vanished.
Caesar, I never stood on ceremonies, yet now they frighten me. A lioness hath whelped in the streets, and the graves have yawned and yielded up their dead. Fierce, fiery warriors fought upon the clouds in ranks and squadrons, right form of war, which drizzled blood upon the capital. The noise of the battle hurtled in the air. O Caesar! These things are beyond all use, and I do fear them.
What can be avoided whose end is purposed by the mighty gods? Yet Caesar shall go forth.
When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Caesar should be a beast without a heart, if he should stay at home today for fear. No, Caesar shall not. Caesar shall go forth.
Alas, my lord, your wisdom is consumed in confidence. Do not go forth today. Call it my fear that keeps you in the house and not your own. We'll send Mark Antony to the Senate House, and he shall say you are not well today.
Mark Antony shall say I am not well? And for thy humor I will stay at home?
He embraces her. Enter Decius Brutus.
Here is Decius Brutus. He shall tell them so.
Caesar, all hail. Good morrow, worthy Caesar. I come to fetch you to the Senate House.
And you are come at a very happy time to bear my greetings to the senators and tell them that I will not come today. Cannot is false, and that I dare not falser. I will not come today. Tell them so, Decius.
Say he is sick.
Shall Caesar send a lie? Have I in conquest stretched mine arm so far to be afraid to tell the graybeards the truth? Decius, go tell them Caesar will not come.
Most mighty Caesar, let me know some cause. Lest I be laughed at when I tell them so.
Well, the cause is my will. I will not come. That is enough to satisfy the Senate. Calpurnia here, my wife, stays me at home. She dreamt tonight. She saw my statue, which like a fountain with 100 spouts did run pure blood, and many lusty Romans came smiling and did bathe their hands in it. And these doth she apply for warnings and portents and evils imminent.
The Senate hath concluded to give this day a crown to mighty Caesar. If you shall send them word you will not come, their minds may change. Besides, it were a mock for someone to say, break up the Senate till another time, when Caesar's wife shall meet with better dreams. If Caesar hide himself, shall they not whisper?
Caesar is afraid.
Pardon me, Caesar, for my dear, dear love to our proceeding bids me to tell you this.
Give me my robe, for I will go.
Enter Brutus, Metellius, Casca, Trebonius, and Senna.
Good morrow, Caesar.
What? Brutus, are you stirred so early too? Good morrow, Casca. What is the o'clock?
Caesar, 'tis struck an 8.
I thank you for your pains and courtesy, Casca.
Enter Antony.
Antony, that revels all long of nights, is not withstanding up also. Good morrow, Antony.
So too, most noble Caesar.
Now, Cinna, now Metellus, now Trebonius, I have an hour's talk in store for you. Remember that you call upon me today. Be near me that I may remember you.
Caesar, I will. And so near will I be that your best friends shall wish I had been further.
Good friends, go in and taste some wine with me. And we, like friends, will straightway go together.
Brutus moves aside as the others begin to leave.
That every friend is not the same, O Caesar. The heart of Brutus grieves to think upon.